1600 KUBA, about 19 away from 7 o'clock, and have a couple of guests on the phone this morning. We have Upendra Chubakula. He is a Democrat, and Benny Moosom, who is a Republican, and they have collaborated on a book. It's called The Third Way, How Wealth is Created, and I think it's a book that is examining how we can perhaps confront economic inequality. Upendra, good morning. Is that about right?
Yeah, yes, very good, Namo. Thank you. Thank you for having us on the show. This book is about saving the middle class and the poor class who have been not left out in terms of ownership of capital. Capital is measured in dollars, and it is the earning power. And our forefathers, when they talked about broad-based ownership, we want to make sure that everybody has a piece of the pie. And President Abraham Lincoln signed the Homestead Act, giving 168 acres for Americans to go west and make something out of it. At that time, 90% of was the labor that was put in to extract something out of the land, and 10% was the capital, which is the land. And now with all the technological advances, and now it is inverted now. It is 90% capital and 10% labor. Today's world, no matter how many hours you work, you will never catch up with the capital. And you look at Donald Trump, you know, he is not punching a clock, and his money is working for him. So what we are suggesting in this book is that through employee ownership, we can move away from concentrated capitalism to inclusive capitalism. That means you create more capitalists through ownership of through their employee ownership, and then you are able to create more capitalists in a capitalistic society.
Yeah, and also on the line is Benny Moosom and
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Moosom. Is that right?
Yes, Mo.
Okay, sorry about that. Well, now you. I don't know who came up with the idea for the book. Maybe you can tell me. I'm sure it was one of you that had the original idea and said, hey, I need to find somebody on the other side of the aisle to work with. Is that how it happened, or how did this all come together?
Well, you know, Upendra was, at one point I was deathly ill, and Upendra was the former deputy speaker for the state of New Jersey, and who came to my side with a resolution, I had Lyme disease, which I nearly died from, was this Democrat, and it was almost like Lazarus. His care and concern for me raised my spirits, and I fought back, and I was able to now get on my feet and be able to write again. It was actually the only thing I could do was write, and my love for him never changed. And I always say he's not my enemy. He's my brother. He's my fellow American, and I think we should start working together. Now, Mo, what's happening here is, Pender's right, your computers have changed everything. People don't understand, and now let me give you a couple of very important data points. Brookings just put out a report saying that the capital wealth, all capital wealth and income, 86% of it is going to the top 20%. Now, this is a Republican talking here, okay? Which my man tells me that leaves only 14% for the bottom 80% of all capital wealth and capital income. Capital is what's driving inequality. CBO just put out a report that the top 1%, their wealth has gone up by 275%, while the rest of us is flat or down. People need to understand the holy grail is capital. You cannot make it on wages alone. You know, they keep talking about the minimum wage. How pathetic in the greatest nation on earth we talk about the minimum wage. It's been raised, federal minimum wage, 29 times, and the problem's gotten worse because they're not addressing the real wealth driver, which is the capital side, which Upendra explains is being driven by technology. Let me tell you something, Mo. All the billionaires and millionaires on your line right now, they already know what's in the Third Way book. They already know. It's the poor and middle class that do not, and they're getting slaughtered. One last point here, Mo. Just a couple days ago, the former White House chief economist just came out and endorsed what's in our book, saying that these ESOPs, employee ownership, is the key to addressing the wage and inequality gap in America. I have just one thing to say. What took you so long to come to this conclusion? President Obama's term is almost over. So obviously it's finally gotten there to the former White House chief of staff. But I'm here to tell not just the current White House, but these future people that are running for president, you need to start talking about capital wealth. I don't hear one of them talking about capital wealth, and that's what's driving inequality.
Well, and a debate tonight, perhaps that'll be one of the questions. Either of you gentlemen think it will?
No way. No way. Let me tell you something. The media is not aware of this. They need to, quite frankly, read the book. I don't hear one question on capital wealth and capital that's driving inequality. Not one. And that's what's very frustrating. Now, in California, people know it. Silicon Valley was built on this idea. The greatest wealth engine the world has ever seen. Microsoft, Google, Apple, but then online companies like Procter & Gamble, IBM, J&J, General Motors, Ford, UPS, Amazon, I can go on, Morgan Stanley, Cargill, the largest private company, ExxonMobil. Wealth in the form of equity in stocks, whether it's employee stock ownership plans, ESOs, employee stock ownership, stock purchase plans, that's what has to happen. And you have to have public policy that drives it. Our proposal is cut that corporate tax rate, which, by the way, let me just say this. I have to get this in, Mo. All my Republican friends, what they are saying is cut the corporate tax rate. Absolutely. We have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. It's killing jobs. It's causing what's called corporate inversion that you hear Donald Trump talking about. But I say not one dime unless you start to take those tax savings and share it with the workers. How's that for Republicans saying that? Go ahead, Upendra.
Upendra, what do you think?
Well, I think, you know, when you talk about Donald Trump is talking about building a wall, I think what we need is a wall of economic security. Mm-hmm. And for Americans, you know, they need to prosper and they need to have the wealth. Otherwise, there is so much of anger among the voters, you know, both the Democratic Party as well as the Republican Party. I think there's something these politicians are missing, and that's what we are trying to highlight in our book, The Third Way, and thethirdwaybook.com is our website.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that you can get it at that website. Any place else? Is it available on Amazon as well?
Yes, on Amazon. If you just put in The Third Way, it'll pop right up. We're getting inundated, quite frankly, Mo. Our website crashed 3 times. Now we've got it to the point where we can handle the load. But really, people are getting real, at least the people. And by the way, our goal is to let the people drive this. As a matter of fact, if you go to our website, thethirdwaybook.com, we have action steps. You literally can cut and paste suggestions where you can send it to your legislator, a letter to your legislator, and also to the media demanding this change. Look, Mo. We've got an 18th century economic system trying to function in a 21st century world. In the information age, you just cannot do it alone. You have to have capital as part of your portfolio. All the rich know this. It's the poor middle class that don't. And we need intelligent public policy, like Upendra said. It's amazing. Here's someone that was born in India, and he's got to come here and quote our founding fathers to the country. Isn't that unbelievable? Our founding fathers, the first four presidents, if you go to our website, Washington, Adams, Jefferson, and Madison, all were for this idea. Abraham Lincoln was for this idea. So this is not a new idea. They believed in broad-based property ownership, broad-based capital ownership. That's how people could take care of themselves and their families. We don't have that today, and we don't have the intelligent public policy to put that capital in people's hands. You just can't make it on your wages and labor alone. And that's what the rich know. Everyone else has to learn what they know.
Also, the Republican candidates talk about Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was one of the biggest supporters. You know, he believed that Americans should have a piece of the pie, and somehow our presidential candidates have missed the point.
Absolutely, absolutely. By the way, another thing, one of our proposals deals with the inner cities. You know, Tavis Smiley was on PBS, MSNBC, just a couple of days ago, and what he said was, you ready for this? And this is a quote, the African-American, well-known media person. It said, it pains me to say this, but in the last 10 years, the bottom has dropped out for black America during the Obama presidency. So Tavis knows it. The sad thing is, we don't have policy to do that. We say three policies. Cut the corporate tax rate in the inner cities and urban enterprise zones. Cut it to zero, but share it with the workers. Now, I live in suburbia, which is basking rich. It's one of the highest per capita income counties in the country. But I grew up on the tough, hard streets of Newark, New Jersey. I understand the inner city. I understand the hood. I'm a Republican. But we've got to get not just public money. We poured millions and billions and trillions into these cities, and it's gotten worse. We need private capital in there and then share with the people that are working there. Let them have a piece of the action. Let me tell you something. I know those kids and those gangs. If those kids had a share of these businesses, they wouldn't be spray painting that business, and they wouldn't let their friends do it either, and they sure as heck wouldn't burn it down. But I'll tell you something. Unless we wake up, and I'm talking to my Republican guys, and the Pender can talk to the Democrats, we wake up and we start to have real, real serious issues. By the way, instead of I'm so sick to death of this. All you hear is this the horse race. This one's in front, that one's in front. How about some substantive, real policies that, like we advocate, are proven by over 100 years of data that would get capital in the hands of people in the middle class and the poor and save the culture in these inner cities? Or I'll tell you something, Mo, what happened in Baltimore is going to look like a day at the beach if we don't wake up and do what's advocated in this book, The Third Way.
Well, gentlemen, sorry to say, but we're out of time. I appreciate you taking the time to call me this morning. The book is called The Third Way, available at, what's the website one more time?
TheThirdWayBook.com, the third number three.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Paul. We like to say, save the world, save the country, save yourself, learn what's in the book.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you.